Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Welcome to Crestview Baptist Church this morning. We're so glad to have you here with us. We're so glad you chose to come worship with us this morning. Even see a few fresh faces in the crowd, and we're just glad to have you here. If you are a visitor and you're here with us for the first time, we have cards in the pews in front of you, just so we can get some basic information. We'd love to know more about you. And we're just glad you're with us. A few announcements as we get started. I'm a little bit excited today because I got to have Sunday school this morning since the first time in a long time. It was funny because I had said that the last normal day that we had was a Friday the 13th. I don't know if anybody remembers that or not. March the 13th was the last normal day we had. That was on a Friday the 13th. I'm not superstitious. That's just a coincidence, but it seems awful fishy to me. But I'm glad to be moving and moving, not back to normal, because Artie has said this before. I don't know that we need to get back to where we were. We need to move forward from where we were. We've grew as a nation, I think, and we've grew as a community, and families have got closer, and I don't think that needs to go away. But I am glad to have some normalcy back at church. Wednesday night, there is a prayer meeting in here at 6:30, the Harmony of the Gospels. Youth, we are meeting in the youth building at 6:30. We are doing a video video Bible study. It's a Francis Chan video. It's called Doctrine. Diving into why we believe what we believe as Christians and why it's important that we know that. And then I'm also happy to say that starting this Wednesday night, there will be a place for kids to come on Wednesday night. Right now, they're going to all be in one place because the number's probably going to be small. But as we grow and as we move forward back to regular routine on Wednesday night, we'll see how that needs to go and grow. And then Thursday night is a deacon's meeting at 6:30 in the normal place. Okay. Well, David will be contacting everybody, so don't forget that, deacons. We're still collecting toothpaste for the WMU, 6-ounce tubes of toothpaste, and I'm still collecting water to donate to the schools. I'm getting up to about 10 cases now, and I'm going to try to get those delivered this week so they'll have them. And I do know that it's appreciated because I work in the burn zone, and I do know that there was a church in the burn zone donated some waters for students, because there are students coming to school and they say, well, I need water, and you can't go to the water fountain. If you didn't bring a water bottle at school, you're just kind of out for the day. So it gives the kids an opportunity, if they didn't bring a water bottle to school, to have water available for them in the offices. So keep that in mind. But I think that's all the announcements. We just look forward to you worshiping with us, and pray that we have to all turn our hearts to God right now.
We're going to sing "I Stand Amazed in the Presence" for our call to worship. As Christians, we never cease to be amazed at God's good work. As you know, my brother that has leukemia, they found the leukemia because of a mole on his leg that has turned out to be cancerous. So they had not been able to do that surgery yet. So they're finally going to do that surgery on his leg. But since he is in remission, the doctor told him, said, we would love to put you on this particular medicine that will boost your immune system and keep you in remission until after the surgery. But your insurance is not going to pay on it. So he said, it's expensive. So they said, well, let us go home, think about it, talk about it, and let us know how much it's going to cost us. Well, package come through the mail, and it was the medicine. And they said, but we didn't order it. What are we going to do? We didn't tell them to order this. They opened it up, and inside is the bill that says, balance, $11,545.50. There was an attachment, and it said, paid in full. So God's amazing. I never cease to be amazed. So join me as we sing praises to our Lord and Savior, as we stand and sing 547, I Stand Amazed in the Presence.
You know, that's just typical of how 2020's gone so far, with that slides being blank and that fourth verse. Every which way we turn, something else gets thrown at us this year. But you know, one thing that is stood true through it all, and that is Jesus loves me. We serve a risen Savior, and He is alive and well, and He is with us through all of it. And that is a reason we can stay, that we can stand amazed in the presence. There are stories after stories, just like the one that Sandra shared about Stephen's bill being paid in full. They don't know who did it, but they know who caused it. There are stories like that through everything. One of which is that we have shared the fact that Joe McCurry has been sick. He was dealing with a kidney stone, went to the doctor for a kidney stone. Or actually, the doctor sent him to the emergency room because he couldn't see him. Went in, they did scans, the kidney stone was gone, but they found pneumonia. After a week of being on antibiotics, he finished his antibiotics this past Wednesday, still felt terrible, called his doctor, went in to go see his doctor. His doctor worked him in. Doctor said, something's not right here. His legs were swelling. Well, actually, only one leg. His right leg was swelled up. It swelled up big, but his left leg wasn't swelling. Joe was hurting to the touch of his ribs. Doctor did some more x-rays, said, we've got to do some scans. Did ultrasound of his legs, found a blood clot in his right leg. Did an ultrasound of his lungs, found blood clots in his lung. Started him on blood thinners, shots and pills right away. He went Friday, had the actual scans where they shoot you full of dye and scan his right leg from his ankle to his or from his knee to his hip is one solid clot, and his lungs have multiple clots in them. But you know what? God used that kidney stone to start the process of finding all of this. And Joe, when I went and saw him on Friday, looked 10 times better than he did when I saw him on Tuesday. He had that smile back on his face. He looked happy as he could be. And he said, Artie, he said, if it hadn't been for that kidney stone, I'd be dead by now. But God took care of it. But we need to still continue to pray for Joe. We need to pray for Doug Pittman. He has surgery for a hernia this coming Tuesday. We have others that are meeting with surgeons, meeting with doctors this week that we need to pray for. But just like Joe, we have so much to be thankful for. We are so blessed in so many ways. And we need to continue to worship our Lord and Savior for going through it all with us. So at this time, please join me in prayer. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we come before you once again, gathered together as your people. Dear Lord, this year has been so strange. It seems like twists and turns are being thrown at us every time we turn around. But dear Lord, you are still God. And you are still on your throne. And you still care about us. And dear Lord, the precious blood of Jesus Christ still saves lives. And dear Lord, you have just heard just a few of the praises and the requests that we have here as a body. But dear Lord, there's so much more. We have sister churches that are dealing with virus outbreaks among their congregation. We have families that are in schools that are dealing with positive tests. We have families within our own church that are dealing with the virus in their extended family. Dear Lord, it is a scary time. But we know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us a spirit of victory. And just as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, that doesn't matter what you choose to do. If you choose so, you can save us. But if you choose not to, we will still worship you alone. Dear Lord, I pray that you give us that spirit, that faith that we can say in the face of adversity, in the face of difficulties, that it doesn't matter what you choose to do, that we will still worship you. And dear Lord, as your people have gathered together today, allow us to do just that. For this short time, dear Lord, put us in a bubble with just you and us, that we are alone face to face with God, that all outside distractions, all pains, all sickness, everything just melt away so that we can truly and wholly focus on you alone. That we listen to the words that are sung today. We listen to the words that are spoken, not that we repeat things and do it out of habit. But dear Lord, we do it to your honor and glory. That we do it from the heart as one that has been changed by the love of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, just receive all the honor and glory for everything today. May everything that is said and done be pleasing to you, that we will know that we have been in the presence of God today. And we ask all of this in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Me again. All right. So this is our children. We're going to start talking about something for our children's sermon. And what I'm going to do, kind of like we did last week, we're going to start talking about something and we're going to carry it into children's church. And I was going to talk about the stick, but what I want to talk about is Artie was talking about fear and how we let fear take us over sometimes. And knowing that God is in control is a way to get past that fear. But I want you to think about kids, how scared you would be knowing if you were, I don't know why you'd be running away from somebody, but you were running away from somebody. I don't know why you're running away from them. I hope you never have to run away from anybody. But you're running away from somebody, and as you're running away, you get to a point, and there's a sea in front of you, and the people who are chasing you are behind you. What would you do? You didn't know where to go. If you go right or left, you're still going to run down the sea line, and you're still going to have those people right behind you that are chasing you. What do you think you would do? Would you be scared? Would you be scared? Somebody's going to get you? There's a sea in front of you? No? He's just looking at me like I've lost my mind. Well, there were some people called the Israelites, and that's what they were doing. God had caused Pharaoh to set the Israelites free. And the Israelites left. Well, first of all, Pharaoh never really had intentions to set them free. He told them they could go. But when they left, he said, well, change my mind. We're going to go get them. They sent his army out to get them. And the Israelites got to the Red Sea. And through Moses, God used a staff, but it was all God's power. And that's what we're going to talk about today. It wasn't Moses. It wasn't a stick. If this stick could split seas, I'd keep it locked up at home. Because it can split heads, not seas. I just know from that one time Laura hit me. It's okay. God's power is so amazing. Not a sea in front of somebody or an army behind somebody can stop them. God used his power through Moses to split the Red Sea, and the Israelites were able to walk across the Red Sea on dry ground. And I'm going to do a little experiment about this, but what amazes me about that, about how powerful God is they didn't walk across on muddy ground. They didn't walk across on sandy beach ground. They walked across on dry ground. And I think that's amazing. And that's just such an awesome picture of how powerful God is. And as we pray, we're going to go out. Miss Laura Martin's going to line up at the back door. And we're going to take our kids out to the fellowship building. And we are going to fellowship hall. Fellowship hall. And we are going to talk more about this, about God's power. All right. So let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. God, thank you for this day, and thank you for your amazing power, that through you we know nothing is impossible, not even the parting of a sea. Thank you for freeing the Israelites.